Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Collaboration Space. I'm your host, Nancy Lucier from AVI SPL. And today we're going to be talking about trends in conferencing in the hybrid workplace. And to help me do that, joining me today is David Albright, who's in business development with Legrand AV. Hi, David. How are you?
Nancy, great to see you. I'm good. How are
Wonderful.
You?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm in my office today. Awesome. So we were chatting a little bit, David, about how companies have been through a lot past couple of years. We had the pandemic, then we had the great resignation. How do you feel that has affected how companies approach conferencing and collaboration?
Yeah, it's been a challenge for all of us. Conferencing and collaboration with all of those dynamics have really changed forever because of the shift towards hybrid work and learning models. And as businesses, we need to think about how we more strategically deploy AV systems and how we design our spaces to create environments that ultimately put our people first, no matter where they are. Mm-hmm. Businesses that focus on this, on improving these experiences for their hybrid teams, have the opportunity to create cultures where employees feel more valued, ultimately with a deeper sense of belonging. And this will help everybody do their best work together, no matter where they are.
Yeah, that all makes sense. So David, what trends have you been noticing in team collaboration?
So we've been talking a lot about meeting equity, right? And we really tie that back to the focus on the people, making sure everybody, no matter where they are, can be seen and be heard. It used to be that folks working remotely kind of got the short end of the stick. A lot of our spaces weren't video enabled. And so those people oftentimes felt left out in many ways. But in some cases, that is honestly now reversed. The experience of connecting into Teams and Zoom, they've really nailed that, right? And it's super simple to do from your desk at home. But the experience of connecting into a lot of our legacy conference rooms, meeting spaces, is cumbersome, right? And so elevating that in-room experience to make sure that our people in the office can connect into the meeting as seamlessly as we can from home allows everybody to really focus on the meeting and not on, fumbling around with our meeting space technologies.
Yeah, the technology should be kind of seamless, right? It shouldn't be the focus, right?
Right.
Yep. So share with me, David, how Legrand AV has kind of worked to solve some of those meeting equity challenges.
One really great concrete example of this is our new Forum Collaboration Suite product from Mid-Atlantic. It was designed during the pandemic with the idea of enhancing a lot of these things we just talked about, things addressing elements like putting people around a conferencing camera system to provide the right angles and orientation so everybody can, again, be seen and be heard. We've added acoustic materials to the product to provide dampening in a lot of these spaces that have reverberation problems, your typical glass fishbowl conference room, all of which help elevate the meeting experience, not only for the people in the room, but those trying to see and hear the people that are in that space.
Yeah. So a lot of us are just getting back to those spaces. We're just now returning to the office. We were used to just clicking a button and joining, right, Teams or Zoom. So how are people adjusting to being back in a meeting room?
I mean, it's a challenge, right? And it's a challenge for a lot of our meeting spaces. And so we need to figure out how we can try to simplify that experience. Mm-hmm. The person working remotely, as you said, has this common experience every time. Where meeting rooms that were deployed a number of years ago, you may not have had that common experience room to room across maybe just one office, but particularly multiple offices across a multi-site organization. So we really need to focus on creating a meeting room experience that is seamless with AV solutions that are ultimately super simple to use.
That sounds great. Like we said, we don't want the technology to take over. We just want it to help us, to help us collaborate. So is there anything else that companies should keep in mind for better conferencing for their hybrid teams?
We think repeatability is key from an experience standpoint. Tying back to that simplification commentary, companies that can standardize on a pretty uniform experience for their employees, you know, room to room to room, can really help people walk into a room, start the meeting, and begin collaborating immediately, and not waste 5-10 minutes at the start of a call trying to, you know, fumble around with that room system. So familiarity is really key and vital to provide our teams with a more productive, mm-hmm. you know, collaboration environment.
Yeah. And I like how you mentioned repeatable, because some companies, you know, need to update all of their conference room and collaboration spaces to support hybrid work. So that's a lot of spaces to update at one time that can get expensive. Is there any way that you feel people can save money when doing that?
Yeah. For enterprise level rollouts, standardized AV systems can really, really be beneficial from an ease of ordering standpoint, speed of installation. And ultimately, you know, the more you can focus that from, you know, a select set of vendors that can save you time and money. From LeGrand AV, products like Chief's Tempo, which is a super fast to deploy system with ample AV storage, supports a single or dual displays, great flexible solution for the huddle space or the boardroom. And then you pair that with a solution like Vadio's deployment tool to simplify installations by viewing all of your Vadio products across your deployment on one screen, simplifies troubleshooting, updates of firmware and other elements of those technologies. And then you pair all of that with a solution like Mid-Atlantic's RackLink Premium Plus intelligent power products to support that system and help enhance that remote manageability of that system, of that deployment.
Yeah, so a lot of different solutions that can work together to support collaboration for your hybrid teams.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And I think if people want to learn more about LeGrand AV, I'm guessing there's a big event coming up that you're going to.
There is. We're very excited to be back at InfoComm here in a few short weeks in Las Vegas. You can visit our LeGrand AV booth at W903.
That sounds great. And we'll see you there. We'll be right down the little hallway there in W1937. So I'm sure we'll see you there.
Sounds great. It's going to be a great show.
And thanks to all of our listeners. You can follow us on YouTube at AVI SPL Info, or if you want to listen to the audio version of this podcast, you can subscribe on your favorite podcast app. So thanks again for joining us, and I'll see you next time in the collaboration space. For more information, visit avispl.com/LeGrand-AV.